Hi everyone, welcome back to Tiếng Nói Việt. I'm your host, Amy Tep. In our last episode, we talked about how Section 8 helps low-income family get into safe and affordable homes. Hôm nay mình sẽ nói về một cái góc nhìn khác là dành cho những nhà đầu tư và chủ nhà là landlords. So if you own rental properties and you're thinking about investing in real estate, this might surprise you how profitable, stable, and meaningful Section 8 can be. And I can speak for myself as well. And, you know, I do have Section 8 rentals, and I have the privilege to work with a housing expert that we talked about last episode, Linh Nguyễn. And Linh has helped so many families to get into these homes using the Section 8 vouchers. She also helped investors like myself and my other clients to become the Section 8 landlord. So please welcome Linh.
Hi chị Amy, xin chào mọi người. Rất vui vì được quay lại đây. I'm really excited to share why Section 8 is just not only good for the tenants, but it's also a very smart play for investor too.
And you know, and I'm so grateful, and I appreciate all the help that she has helped me with mine as well. I had, you know, I actually a little story. I had a one investment home, and we were trying to rent it for months, and it was just the market at the time, and it was just slow. So you know, I reached out to Lynn, and she brought up, hey, you know, I've been working with Section 8, and I said, you know, that sounds good, but I myself has a lot of questions because of the stigma, right? So I was just thinking Section 8, from what I know, and I was very ignorant about it, you know, even as a real estate agent, as an investor for many years, I have always just rented out long-term, you know, just put on the market, word of mouth and whatnot, or midterm for, you know, 6 months rental or Airbnb. I didn't know, and not that I didn't know, I was just very ignorant about Section 8 until Lynn introduced me to it. And I am so grateful that my house was rented fairly fast, and I have been receiving money right on the dot. Every month on the 3rd, I get really happy, and I would text Lynn, hey, I got my money. So a lot of investors think that low-income housing, which is Section 8, means high risk. Is that true?
No, not at all. That's a big misconception. And I remember when Amy was so skeptical about this whole process when she first started renting with Section 8. Now, I want to stress that with Section 8, most of the rent is guaranteed by the government. And if you follow us with the last episode, only up to 30% of the tenant's income go toward the rent, which means usually the HUD pay more than 70% directly to the landlord every month through direct deposit.
Yeah, and that was something that when Lynn was telling me about it in the beginning, I was just, it was mind-blowing, because, you know, I'm thinking, so even if the tenant loses their job or has a hard month, or, you know, during COVID, you know, nobody was working, the landlord still get paid.
Yep. The payment, once you get approved, once the house passed inspection, the tenants moved in, and once the contract is executed, the payments are consistent, it's on time, it's secure. And like Amy said, during COVID, Section 8 landlord was still receiving checks while many other were chasing down rent payment.
So you get a really stable income, and I mean, that's just gold for investors. You know, that's definitely for me. Một cái thu nhập rất là ổn định mà không có bị gián đoạn là tại vì có chuyện gì xảy ra là ở bên nhà nước họ vẫn trả. Mà nếu như mà người ta, người tenant á, mà không có job á, thì em có thể giải thích thêm if they lose their job, right? Let's say they lose their job and the rent is $2,000 a month. HUD or DCA pay for $1,800, and that $200 is the tenant's responsibility. So if they have a hardship for that month, can they not pay that $200?
So once again, if you follow us with the last podcast, one of the critical components that any Section 8 tenants have to follow is to update their income on a frequent basis with the housing authority. So as soon as they lose their job, the housing authority should be notified. What this means is if they end up losing their job, the housing authority would be notified and they would pick up the difference between the previous rent and the current rent to cover the difference for the landlord. Or they would actively involve in the process to making up for the landlord somehow so that we don't get the deficit from getting a lower rent.
So even if they lose their job, their job is to notify right away. Là giống như thí dụ như họ mất cái job á, thì họ phải báo liền với lại bên của bên DCA housing để, và như vậy á, thì 30% của income của họ bây giờ 30% của không á, là không, thì có nghĩa là bên DCA sẽ trả hết cho landlord 2,000.
Họ sẽ phải làm việc với bên PHA để cho PHA pick up cái difference đó và PHA nó sẽ cover cái phần mà họ không thể trả được.
Wow. So that's actually that's really, really good, and that's something that you know, I've been meaning to ask, but I figure we go on here, so I ask for everyone to hear. So walk us through how a landlord actually joins the program. Is there anything that they need to sign up for, or how does that work?
So once you have a property for rent, you can advertise your property on the housing voucher website. You can also post your housing on, you know, like the Section A Facebook group. And previously, in the first episode, we did say that a lot of the tenants will sign up or, you know, go on Facebook group for Section A to look for housing, to look for advices, to look for, you know, like any kind of information about the update of the waitlist on Facebook groups. And this is where they will also find housing. So this is where Section A tenants can look for housing and apply for them. Now, if there's a good match between the landlord and the tenants, then the tenants will apply, and this is where the local housing authority will get involved. They will review the application, and if the housing authority approve the application, they will then come inspect the property. And this is where they check for safety. They make sure that the smoke detector is working, the windows are secure, there's no water leak, the handrail are secure, basic things like that, to make sure that the house is in working order, it's safe, and it's clean for the tenants to move in. After the property passes inspection, they're going to sign a couple of documents. One is the lease between the tenants and the landlord, and another one is a contract between the housing authority and the landlord. Then now is the good part, and every month the rents come in, part from the tenant and part from the PHA. And sometime the PHA might pick up the entire check. Maybe, you know, in some situation the tenant doesn't have any portion at all.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because it depends on their income. Wow. So it truly is like a partnership between the landlord and the government.
Yes.
And it just create a stable for a landlord, an investor, that knowing that you get your money every month.
Right. And another thing is, like, people keep asking me, how do I know how to set the rent? And the honest answer here is the rent you set needs to be within the fair market rent range for your area. Nếu cái giá thuê phù hợp với mức tiêu chuẩn của cái HUD cho cái khu vực là được thôi, thì bên HUD nó sẽ duyệt cho cái giá đó.
Vậy là giống như bên HUD là họ đã có cái set giá rồi, là mình chỉ có theo cái giá đó thôi. So how do we know where to find the fair market according to HUD?
So the HUD has their own list of what they consider to be fair market rent range for each zip code, and they have that list, and it's not public to, you know, like everyone to see. But this is where you know, like a knowledgeable real estate agent or a property manager can work with the PHA to learn about that list, and they can work with the landlords in order for them to advise, hey, this is a good zip code, this is a good area for you to invest in, this is the range of rent that you can charge the tenant in order to optimize your profit.
Wow. So if you have the rentals and you know, it's vacant and you want to convert it to Section 8, you need to call in, because I tell you, she works magic.
Thank you, Chairman.
So besides guaranteed rent, what are other benefits?
So there are many benefits, just as for tenants, as well as for the landlords. One, low vacancy risk. There's always demand for affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Two, pre-screen tenants. The PJ already did the job for you. They check the tenants and they can run screening for you. And you can also run your own screening too. Three, annual inspection. Make sure that your property is maintained. And four, honestly, you are doing something good, supporting your community while building wealth.
Yeah, you know, it does feel good because one of the tenants, I just happened to be in that subdivision and I called Lynn right away. So I walked by and, you know, and I was bringing her the tenant something. I think it was a key or something. And you know, and I introduced myself and she just looked at me and she said, "Thank you so much for letting us living in this beautiful home that we never thought that we could be in. You know, my children love the home and we just truly love it, you know." And she asked if they can put like a little playground for her little children. And it just, I saw them and it was just so touching, you know. But one of the things I want to ask is annual inspections. So what happens, because the stigma out there is that the Section 8, they're going to ruin the house, mm-hmm. right? But I feel like when you expose your home for people to live in, people that are not you to live in, that's the risk already.
It is a risk. Section 8 or not, it's a risk when you rent your home to tenants. Now, with Section 8, there's an annual inspection that happens every year where the local housing authority will send inspector to come down to make sure that the house is in working order, mm-hmm. it's clean, it's safe. And this is a good thing for you too as a landlord. The housing authority is doing the check for you to make sure that the tenants is taking care of your home.
Right.
And if there's any issue with the home, as in the tenants is doing damage to the home, you can always report it to the local housing authority so that they're aware of it, so that they can take action against your tenants. And this could mean they can lose the voucher. And trust me, no tenants want to lose their voucher. They don't want to lose out on their benefits. So a good working relationship among the tenants, the PHA, and the landlord is the key to make sure that your house is well-maintained and getting the best benefit out for all parties involved.
So it just really, it's a really win-win situation mm-hmm. for everyone. So let's talk about what the investors are thinking, right? And some people say inspections are really a hassle and the process, it just takes too long. So how long is the process and is the inspection really a hassle?
The process at the beginning can be long. Mm-hmm. Once you file tenants and the application is filed, so it depends on the local housing authority. Some local housing authority might take longer than others, mm-hmm. but typically once the application is approved, this is when inspection is scheduled. An inspection can take anywhere between a couple days to a week. Once inspection passes and your tenants move in, mm-hmm. and a contract is signed between, you know, the tenants and the landlord, and a contract is signed between the landlord and the local housing authority, it might take anywhere between 45 days to 60 days before the first paycheck, which will be a lump sum of all of the payments for the month that the tenants have been living in the house, is being issued to the landlord. So you're not missing
back pay.
It's back pay. You're not losing out on any money. It's just delay. And from that point on, it's monthly. You're getting a paycheck without any worries. It's directly deposited to your bank account.
Right. So so the whole process is once you put your house on the housing with the housing authority, and the moment that you find a tenant to the time that you get paid, it could possibly be about 2 to 3 months that you're not getting paid. However, you will get back pay.
Yes.
But when the tenant moves in, they already pay their deposit portion of it,
mm-hmm. yep.
right? So that's 1 month. So you can use that. So technically, it's just really 2 months of not of getting paid, but you're going to get the whole lump sum.
Yes, yes.
So you just have to make sure that, you know, it just the patience up front for a long-term peace of mind. Nhưng mà kiên nhẫn chút xíu ban đầu, nhưng mà cái sự ổn định nó sẽ lâu dài hơn.
And a lot of tenants that I know, Section 8 tenants that I know, live in the same house for 5 to 7 years. That's very, very common for them. So you, right. you're looking at very long-term tenants.
So if there's every year and they renew, and if you don't want to renew with that tenant, can you say no?
Yes, absolutely. Just like any regular tenants, you can always say no.
Right. And then if they... You know, if you feel like, well, I want more rent, can you request that?
You are absolutely allowed to request more rent. Now, it still needs to go through the approval process with PHA, and they have guidelines for it. So you can find all of the resources about how to request for rent increase on the local housing authority website. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are allowed, but you need to go through the approval process.
Okay. But at least we're allowed, you know, because
yes.
I was under the impression before too. And again, I was very ignorant about this program. I was under the impression that that's it. You know, once you get approved for that, you can't ask for more. You have to wait for them to be off the voucher or the tenant to say, I don't want to live here anymore. I didn't know that we didn't have the control of it until... you know, going into details and actually being involved in the program as a landlord. So let's talk about strategy. How can investors make Section 8 as part of their long-term plan? Because I tell you right now, like, ever since I became part of it, like, it's almost like to me, like, it's an addicting, right? It's so addicting. Like, I just love it. But I just love the fact that, I mean, besides the fact that I do get my pay, I'm very happy with that. You know, just seeing that these families, they're so nice. Like, you know, every time if there's an issue and sometimes my husband will come by the house to fix it, he always come home and say, they are so sweet. So, but sweet is one thing. Having sweet tenant is one thing. But how can we make Section 8 as part of our long-term plan for investors?
Absolutely. So here's my recommendation and my approach. One, choose a strong rental area where payment standards are high. Two, keep your property inspection ready, clean, functional, and safe. Three, know your number, compare the HUD rent limit with your cost. Four, build a relationship with your local PHA so that they can be a part of your journey. Five, think long-term. Section 8 isn't about big flips. It's about consistent cash flow and stability.
So this is more for the investor who want the steady, predictable income. And, you know, as an investor, of course, you know, you talk to your local realtors. And in this case, talk to the local realtors or specialists that know about the, you know, the PHA, know about the program, and somebody who has a relationship kind of with the PHA, someone like Lynn, or, you know, have a, if your realtor understand but not doing the part of putting the tenant, that's okay as well. So this is really good for investors who just want a good cash flow.
Exactly. So passive income, low vacancy, and a wait list of tenants who's ready to move in.
So how does today's market affect all of this? Because everyone is always worried, like, you know, the shutdown, is the housing stable right now? How is that affecting all of this?
So there are two sides of the coins, right? Mm-hmm. The demand for affordable housing is there, it's constantly there. Mm-hmm. Some city are even offering bonus payment or tax incentive for landlord who participate in Section 8. Mm-hmm. Wow. However, the current political climate is definitely putting a damper on everyone in the ecosystem of Section 8 with the funding cut from the federal and local funding.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of have to stay on top of what's going on by staying on top of what's being updated from a local standpoint, staying connected with all of the updates from the HUD, from your local housing authority, mm-hmm. stay on top of what's being updated on your local Facebook group in order for you to know, like, how is the current market, how is it impacting the landlord, how is it impacting the investors.
So, but even with the shutdown, the ones that are already in the program and they have the tenants, then they're good.
They're good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is just for moving forward, but there's still housing needed.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, because sometimes I would get texts from Lynn and say, Jay, do you have housing in these areas? Because I have tenants and these family, and then she would tell me all about these families, and I'm like, I wish I can do it all. And I would reach out to my investors and everything. So, you know, I mean, I feel like we can talk all day with this, right? We can talk all day. So maybe I'll bring Lynn back on another episode if we have enough, you know, listeners that want to invest or want to know more about Section 8 for their family or for their friends that are needing housing, or in this case needing, you know, you have money to invest but you don't know where to park, you want to talk about real estate, you want to talk about Section 8, we can bring Lynn back. So thank you so much for sharing with us today. I think a lot of investors are going to see Section 8 a little different after this episode. I still remember that one conversation we had, back in April,
mm-hmm.
and it has shifted so much for me, and it's like a snowball effect for me.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked out, and Gamundi, Emmy, I hope that this will help investor to open your horizon. Vừa đầu tư hiệu quả vừa giúp cộng đồng phát triển bền vững.
Yeah. So for my listeners, if you're an investor looking for stable cash flow and truly a community impact, go check with your local HUD for, you know, the areas that you want to invest in, or connect with your local real estate agent if they know about it. And if they don't, then contact the property managers in your local area. Or contact Lynn. You know, you can drop a email or Facebook to Georgia Asian Times. Again, this is Ding Noi Vic, and I'm Amy Tepp. Remember, real estate isn't just about the profit; it's also about purpose. Cảm ơn mọi người đã lắng nghe. Hẹn gặp lại tập tiếp theo. Bye.